Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for July 5th, 2017. An investigation is on the way against the former technical director of the new BER airport, Horst Ammann. He is under suspicion for fraud. The BER Airport Corporation has handed over data to public prosecution and the local courts have authorized a search of offices. The investigation could be related to another court case. A former team member of Ammann took 150,000 euro to authorize a payment of 60 million euro in return. He was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison in 2016. According to RBB, there are new findings now. Ammann came from Frankfurt Airport and took over the role of technical director in 2012, shortly after it became clear that the airport cannot be opened on time. He was in office for only 10 months. Last week's tram crash in Prenzlauer Berg with 27 people injured was probably caused by a mispositioned deflector. The tram accident is the most severe in the last 25 years. Though it is not confirmed by police, the deflector could have been put out of position when the tracks were cleaned shortly before the accident. Supposedly, the driver is responsible for checking the reflector, and it is unclear if he did. A spokesperson of the Fahrgastverband, or the Passenger Association, also criticized that the technology at the crossing is outdated and that the accident would not have been possible with more modern technology. The Lollapalooza organizers are demanding indemnity from the Berlin Senate from losses incurred from the locations being moved. The festival had to be moved from Tempelhof to Treptower Park last year and to Hoppegarten this year, as Tempelhof is used as a refugee housing area. Urban Development Senator Katrin Lomscher from the Left Party confirmed the claim, but did not comment on the sum. The claim comes as a surprise, as the festival was sold out last year and considered a success. According to the results of an internal analysis, the accusations against the 250 police sent back from Hamburg to Berlin for excessive partying were only partly true. The only confirmed misbehaviors were noise and public urination. Supposedly, there was no excessive drinking, damage of property, or other illegal behavior. Police spokesman Winifred Wenzel said that the media reports were exaggerated. The only consequences for the participants were talks to sensitize the force about the role and self-image of the Berlin police. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.